You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to Jack Harlow, that remix. It's all that. Went on the Target run wearing my What's Poppin' mask. Got a lot of compliments.
Did you get my peanut M&Ms, though, that I asked for?
Did you see my response to that post?
I didn't.
I said no.
Never want to cooperate.
Could have gotten your own peanut M&Ms. You were not on our staff Zoom call last night. You were the only one that was not in attendance.
Well, would you like me to let my boys down at football practice? Is that what you want?
You could have gotten your phone and just
no.
Zoomed right in. No. You don't have to be on a computer.
No, I can't.
I was on my phone.
Fam, I'm at football practice. There's no way I could conduct that and be on a Zoom conference call. No way.
We didn't miss you, though, so.
I don't care. I didn't miss y'all.
This is interesting. Because so many folks are doing FaceTime and Zoom calls, it's led to more chin plastic surgery as people are looking down at themselves. They now say, "Ooh, look at that. This is hanging down. Oh, my God."
Nice sturdy chin. Ain't nothing like a good sturdy chin.
Well, that's the problem. They're saying it is fat, and it's not. That's why they want to get it fixed.
Oh, how vain we are.
It's called the neck tight procedure.
You know what, Che? That just proves one thing that I always thought. That people actually don't look at other people when they're on FaceTime or Zoom. They look at themselves. Are you one of them?
Well, my pitch is bigger than the other person, isn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the other way around.
Uh-huh. I caught you red-handed. You be looking at yourself.
Well, it's me.
Neck tight surgery, huh?
Neck tight.
So many innuendos we can go with that, but I'm gonna chill out.
Which one?
Huh?
I didn't catch
what?
One.
What, neck tight?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't?
No.
This is a PG-13 show, so I'm gonna just chill out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
A lot in politics going on. I tell you, the world is changing.
Yeah.
On yesterday, Kansas City Council came up with a bunch of different things. One, they're going to be putting forth an idea to have local control of the Kansas City Police Department come back locally. So they're beginning the first process of that.
Okay.
And if it passes through the city council, then it will go up on the ballot in August asking folks if they're interested. But it will not make it into law. Asking, is this something that you want?
Asking the interest level.
This is something that has to be done statewide. This is something that has to be approved by the governor. We cannot do that here locally.
Oh boy.
So what Mayor Lucas wants to do is just find out, do people want to change the way that things are now? And if so, then we'll move forward. We're trying to engage the state to see if we can get it on the ballot.
Ooh, I'll be interested to see what the people think about that one. Mm.
This is a better, more time than ever than we need to be engaged in these kinds of things, because there's so much at stake right now. The dismantling of the way we've always done business is now.
And I include myself in this. We got to read up a little more on these things just to get the nuances, to see where the differences are. So I will definitely be researching this topic very, very soon.
Well, that's good. And if you're not registered to vote right now, you could do so by going to rockthevote.org or kprs.com.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 90s, partly sunny skies, partly cloudy in 76. Right now in Shawnee Mission. Shay, what's poppin'?
Prince fans, the Sign of the Times box set will be released on September 25th. What's inside the collection? 8 CD DVDs and 13 LP and DVD set, including the original album remastered for the very first time with 63 previously unreleased tracks, as well as a previously unissued 2+ hour video concert performance from Prince's legendary vault.
Hey, that's different that they offering this physically instead of just digitally. I like that.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to be like a digital snob.
No.
Where would people play this? Do people still have CD players?
I would venture to think that a lot of people don't, but you got like PlayStation 4, you got Xbox, those play CDs. And I just bought my mother an actual like CD album tape player. So it's all in one. Yeah. Bluetooth too. Yeah. It's wonderful. I bought myself one too.
My car still has the CD thing, but I've never put a CD in it.
Yeah, me neither. I got one too. But it's good that you know that you get the physical. I like that.
He's got something about his music. You got it?
No, don't worry about it. I got it.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I got it, though, right here.
I think it should uplift. There's enough things to bring you down. We don't need to jack our music up that way, too. There's still a way to get anger and even hate across sometimes in music. But you have to resolve it. You have to show that it's useless to hold these ideas.
That's right. Good words from Prince.
You guys want some pancakes?
Evelyn Lozado has started an OnlyFans page. Are you here to watch that?
Maybe. Depending on the price.
It's different prices?
I think so. I don't know.
You're doing something with your mouth.
So it's going to be $24.99 for a subscription to her page. Mm. So far, she's posted 2 photos that her viewers would be able to access if they paid for the subscription. Now, let me tell you what the focus of this page is.
What is it?
Her feet.
Oh, no, I'm good on that. Nah, it's 2 things I don't mess with. One of them is feet. I do not mess with no feet.
You have actually very beautiful feet.
Oh, Lord.
Ow.
On accident, I saw your feet one time, and I was like, what in the world?
I take care of my joints.
Your feet, like, you don't show your feet a lot. Like,
no, not at all.
But they're actually beautiful. No marks on them, nothing. Your toenails are not dark. You know, that's the side of diabetes when your toenails are thick and stuff. You know, I think I'm a doctor. So I look at people's feet and I be like, you might want to go get checked out for diabetes.
Well, that's very nice of you, Shay. I appreciate it. It's my feet. I always thought I'd take care of them.
NASA has announced a plan to rename their Washington, D.C. headquarters after the first black female aerospace engineer and mathematician Mary Jackson. Of course, she is who Taraji P. Henson played in the movie Hidden Figures.
That is wonderful. Thank you, NASA. Salute.
We changing up a lot of stuff and recognizing.
Yeah. Finna change up the name of the studio, too.
To what?
The Brian B. Shining Studio. Hello. I know it's Brown and Cooper.
That's what
right
I was
now.
Just about to say. You gonna get Brown and Cooper their money back?
Shout out to Brown and Cooper.
No, you ain't giving them their money back, so no.
I might for the last month or so.
You think Jeezy is irrelevant?
No. I think he is relevant. I think he has his place. Now, what is he? Is who he was 10, 14 years ago? No, he's not.
Freddie Gibbs, who's that?
He's a rapper who used to be under Jeezy.
Oh, okay. So is there beef or something? Because he said that he's musically irrelevant.
There's some slight steak beef, medium rare there. It's a little salt, but I saw that interview and he was acting like they was homies and he was like keeping it real with his homie. But they had beef in the past, so I don't know if it's still lingering or what.
He said, did you listen to that last album? When was the last album out?
It just came out like literally 2 or 3 months ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, I think it was more of an EP though, not an album. But same thing in this day and age. I think he lightweight hating though. I really do.
Well, he said that he was a legend, but right now you're irrelevant. And what you want me to do? You want to fight? You don't want that. I love you, fam, but you can't. You can't fight me. You can't out-rap me. Mm. Wow.
Freddie Gibbs is a tough rapper, though.
I never heard of him. Yeah. I have to do my research.
I think you'll like Freddie Gibbs. I do.
Really? Why?
Yeah. He's not your ordinary, you know, he ain't one of them rappers. He actually got bars.
Okay.
Yeah. Check him out.
I will.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I have to wake up every day at 4 a.m. to drop my sister off at work. She can make it there by 6 o'clock. I didn't get any sleep. I'm so tired. I'm so mad.
You got to help her get a ride.
Yes, I do, because this is not, I can't keep doing this. I got to be at work at 7, so I'm pushing it. And her job is like 30 minutes out.
You know you could pay for an Uber for her, so you ain't got to get up.
She can pay for her own Uber.
I know that's right. Okay. She was born with the same stuff you got. She better you make it work.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Nay.
All right, Nay. Thank you so much for calling up, girl.
Thank you.
You are a hater.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday during a demonstration, some protesters spray painted a statue of Andrew Jackson that sits in front of the Jackson County Courthouse. Mm. Andrew Jackson was the 7th president of the United States. And of course, there's some issue with folks and the record of a lot of people that statues have been erected to honor and their past with slavery and some of the things that they did to marginalize black folks in America.
Hmm. Specifically, what did Andrew Jackson do, I wonder?
The slavery issue with having slaves. So, County Executive Frank White is looking to have those statues removed. Kansas City and in Independence.
I want to know who would be against that.
I told you I had a conversation with my cousin about this, and he was saying that he feels as though it's an erasure of history. I don't think so. We're still going to learn about Andrew Jackson and what he did as the 7th president of these United States. We're also going to continue to have access to books and museums and other pieces of information. To me, statues and the like are an honorarium to that person.
I agree. Like, after I go pay my parking ticket, I don't want to go out and see his monument and what he represents. Like, people don't think that drums up memories or have us thinking about what happened back in the day?
I would say no, because most people don't know the history of this country. So most people don't know what Andrew Jackson did.
But once we do find out, though, and we know what they represent, as people are waking up now to some of that knowledge, don't you think it's time? Not you, but hypothetically, don't you think it's time for us to take these things down now?
I do. I think that, you know, trying to eradicate some of the wrong that was done should have been done hundreds of years ago, but it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the time to take a look at all of these things. We have to decide who we are as a country. I think the soul of America is at stake right now. So as we're having these hard and uncomfortable conversations, we're going to decide, okay, what are we going to be like for the next 100, 200 years? Who are we going to be so our great-grandchildren can say, oh, dang, my mother, my father made sure that everyone was included in the American dream and everyone was considered. Especially because if this is something that is taxpayer-funded. As a taxpayer, I would think that you want to do something that would honor that of everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. We gonna keep this conversation in light. That's what we gonna do. Till something happens.
Well, it's happening all over, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Everywhere is taking a look at what legacy we want to leave behind, and that's what this is about. And a lot of folks are saying that they're tiring of having these conversations, but...
Well, too bad.
It's necessary.
We're tired of living it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I went to Target and Lee Summit wearing my What's Poppin' face mask. Probably 3 out of 10 folks in the store with me had on their masks. Mm. All of the staff of Target had them on, but not the patrons.
Ain't enough.
There was a judge in Texas who was trying to intervene in a situation between a cashier at Lowe's and a customer who refused to wear a face mask. Well, the man got upset who was asked to wear the face mask and kind of like pushed the judge.
Oh boy.
Of course, he didn't know he was a judge until the police showed up and he went to jail.
Finna go under the jail.
Right here in Kansas City, there was a Zoom call on yesterday with our health department directors and our mayor. They discussed the possibility of mandating face coverings in the Kansas City area. They say in Missouri, we've got 19,421 coronavirus cases as of Thursday, which is a 9.5% increase in the last week. Kansas saw coronavirus cases increase 20% during the two-week period that ended on Wednesday, up more than 2,100 cases to nearly 13,000. There's a new group of folks that are being affected. That's people between the ages of 20 and 29. They're considered the most social. They're not wearing the mask, so we're seeing increases in that sect of the population.
Especially with summertime here, they're not trying to stay in the house. They're trying to get out.
Dr. Rex Archer is our top health official in Kansas City. Here's what he says about it.
Now, is it inconvenient? Absolutely. Do I not like wearing one? Absolutely. I like my air conditioning. but it's necessary.
He talked about a surge being... eradicated or it didn't happen because folks were wearing masks. If you remember the situation that happened at Great Clips.
The lucky thing is we've had zero cases from that exposure because why? They were all wearing their facial coverings and all the customers were wearing facial coverings and they were cleaning and sanitizing the surfaces between each customer.
How do you feel about the possibility of being mandated to wear masks when we go out in public?
I don't mind it at all. I'm wearing them right now. When I go out in different stores and things, so it won't be a change to me. Plus, listen, it's just to protect everybody. They're not doing this to hinder us from doing anything. They don't want anybody to die. Plain and simple.
I see folks who say they don't want to wear a mask. I want to hear from you whether you think this is a good idea or not.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Partly sunny skies right now. You are sunny and 75 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Iman Shumpert, NBA player and husband of Tiana Taylor, is 30 today. Rapper Fat Trail is 30 today. Murder Inc. Records founder and music producer Irv Gotti is 50 today.
Hey.
New York Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter, well, former, is 46 today. Actress and singer Ariana Grande is 27. And former NFL quarterback Michael Vick is out here, the big 4-0.
Hey, don't forget Uncle Shannon. Don't forget Shannon Sharp.
Oh, I love him so
much.
Don't
forget Shannon Sharp.
I don't know how I skipped over that. Former NFL player, co-host of Skip and Shannon Undisputed is 52.
All I drink is hen, no matter what. So don't even ask what's in my cup.
No,
and
he
every
did.
Time they see me, cups go up.
I'm not gonna buy any hen for anybody.
And they say that.
I can't.
Birthday, everybody born on June 26th.
The 2020 BET Awards is happening on Sunday. And Beyonce is going to be receiving a major honor at this year's ceremony, which is hosted by Amanda Seals.
Oh, this she's is gonna be, hosting?
Yeah. She's the host.
Oh, boy.
Performances from Alicia Keys, Roddy Ricch. Now, I want to see Roddy Ricch perform. I like him a lot. J-Rock.
Performing his front row?
John Legend. Yeah, this is going to be virtual.
Okay.
It should be fine.
Okay. Hope it ain't like Versus.
Versus is fine. You don't even watch it. Yeah, I love it.
You must not have seen the 112 and Jagged Edge debacle.
They fixed it since then. See, you talking about old stuff. They been fixed that. No more issues since then.
Okay.
So it's going to air for the first time on network television. You'll be able to watch it on CBS as well as BET.
Oh, wow. Viacom putting them networks to work.
I'm trying to tell you. You got to spread the wealth. Yeah. So Justin Bieber is suing his sexual assault accusers for defamation. So this lady, identified as Danielle, claimed on Twitter that the singer sexually assaulted her on March 9, 2014 at the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, Texas. The second woman's name is Katie. She said that she was assaulted by Bieber in New York City in May of 2015. Now, Bieber says, I don't know what these ladies are talking about. It is factually impossible for this to be true. Meanwhile, he took to his two Twitter accounts to say that he's going to sue these ladies and he wants $20 million in damages and $10 million for each of those stories that the ladies told. They don't got that money, but I guess it's for, you know.
Shay, I just want to ask a question. Like, what do we do with people who, and we don't know if these things are false or not right now, but what do we do with people who falsify those things?
This is why we have a judicial system. There's supposed to be sanctions for that. If it's found that these women are telling lies, then there should be some sort of judicial remedy for that. It's not for us to try. Let them deal with it and present the evidence and say who did what. Shouts out to the Dixie Chicks. They decided to drop Dixie from their name in response to the national conversation surrounding systemic racism. They will now just be known as the Chicks.
Shout out to them. I know. I remember that back in the day, they went hard at President Bush. It was like 2001 or 2002 over the handling of the wars that we were having back then.
They lost a lot of fans over that.
They
and
did.
I suspect that they may even lose some more over the dropping of the Dixie. Another group changed their name. Lady Antebellum changed their name to just Lady A.
World is changing before our eyes.
I'm trying to tell you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wearing face masks in public might soon be a requirement, Brian, in Kansas City and other parts of the metro. Local health department directors were on a group call yesterday discussing this possibility. These folks who are pushing back on this, they feel like they should have a right to mask off.
You know, it's a lot of things I know about. I know about football, know about music. But what I don't know about is this coronavirus situation all the way. So I'm not finna argue with a doctor and people who are experts who've been studying this.
In Missouri, the state health department reported 19,421 coronavirus cases as of yesterday, a 9.5% increase in the last 7 days.
Good Lord.
On the other side of the border in Kansas, increases 20% during the two-week period that ended on Wednesday. They've seen 2,100 additional cases, bringing it to nearly 13,000. Dr. Rex Archer is the director of the Kansas City Health Department, and he says that he knows that it's inconvenient, but folks, you should wear it anyway, just to protect yourself.
Yeah, and others.
Whereas in Kansas City, what do you think about this? Do you think that mandatory masks are a good thing or not?
So I'm one of those people who do not want to wear a mask. And the reason being is because when I wear it, I feel suffocated and I'm like claustrophobic, and they don't think about the people who it actually affects in another way. They only think about, oh, we're going to stop the spread, but does it really stop the spread? Yeah, does it help? Maybe.
Do you have kids?
I do have two children.
Okay, so if I had coronavirus, for sure,
mm-hmm.
and I was in contact with your children, you wouldn't want me to have a mask on and your child to have a mask on to protect them at all? You're comfortable with that?
You should be at home. You shouldn't
be out. Well, most of us should be at home anyway. We're really not supposed to be out doing things normally. We're supposed to be running and going, getting things, and then going back home. So that's why I don't understand where the suffocation comes in, because it's not like you need to wear it 8 hours a day. But if you're running in Target to pick up a couple of items to protect yourself, your kids, and everybody else, wearing it for 15, 20 minutes, is that really gonna impede you that much?
You know, I've worn it for, I'd say, 5 minutes and felt like I have to pull it off of my face some because I feel suffocated.
I feel like that when I wear socks at night. But if it's cold, then I gotta do that.
Yeah, no, and I totally get it. Of course I wanna protect my children. But at the same time, it's like, I don't feel like we should have to be forced to do anything. We're already forced to do enough.
Do you put seatbelts on your kids?
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Not really.
How not?
Because going at an accelerated speed in a car and buckling up to make sure that you're not flying out of a car.
I'm sure you're not speeding. You're a mother. You're not speeding.
I'm not talking about speeding. I'm talking about...
But it's other people that could be the problem, right? That's why you buckle them in.
Yeah.
Same thing
right.
with the mask. It may not be you with it, but other people could have it.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Super serious conversations being had. Racial equity, crime, coronavirus is still here, Brian, and surging across the country. Texas governor had to pause the reopening of their state due to coronavirus cases and hospitalizations on the rise. CDC said yesterday that 20 million Americans have been affected with the coronavirus since it first arrived.
Mm. People still don't want to wear masks.
And I think it's due to people's skepticism when they hear something from the government. And I totally get that part, Brian.
Yeah.
I really understand people not wanting to trust the information that they're getting.
I get it too.
And social media is a breeding ground for misinformation. So a lot of times people are seeing things and then they're like, well, wait, I just saw something yesterday that said something different.
Right. But it would be different if they was telling us to inject something into ourselves or take a certain type of medicine or something. All they're asking is just to wear a mask. It's a slight inconvenience, I get it, but it's for the health and safety for everybody.
Mayor Quentin Lucas just posted on his Facebook page that he'll be meeting with Dr. Rex Archer today. He's the top health official in Kansas City with the health department to suss out what's going to happen with these masks. It looks like we may get to a piece where it will be mandated that if you're going to be going out, that you're going to have to wear a mask.
Aren't they doing that in New York now?
I believe that it is mandated for you to wear that. You see a lot of the folks in stores and in restaurants wearing theirs, but many times when I go out, I'm one of few inside establishments wearing one.
Same with me too. Whenever I go to Walmart or Target or something to make a quick run, it's the same thing.
What do you think about being mandated to wear face masks?
I think that it's an awesome idea because coronavirus unfortunately hit close to home for me. So I had a brother that went through it and he couldn't breathe. So someone called in and commented that they don't want to wear a mask in public because they feel suffocated. Well, he felt very suffocated. He felt like he couldn't breathe. So there's some perspective. So when people say wearing masks in public, they feel like that they can't breathe or they feel suffocated. So think about 3 weeks of feeling suffocated and being on a ventilator versus an hour to go to the store and get your essentials. So if that's not perspective enough for some people, I will respectfully wear my mask in public. My children will do the same for the few minutes to an hour that we have to be out to get the things that we absolutely need.
Common sense always prevails. Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Have a great rest of your day, man.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mayor Lucas is seeking to have language placed on the November 3rd ballot in Kansas City, asking voters if they think control of the Kansas City Police Department should remain in the hands of the governor-appointed board, or should it be handled here locally. During a meeting on yesterday, Councilwoman Rianna Parks Shaw asked KCPD to provide figures on citizen complaints against the police. And the figures are pretty interesting, Brian. 220 police officers have had between 1 and 5 complaints filed against them. 36 officers have had between 10 and 14 complaints filed against them, and 8 officers have had more than 15 complaints filed against them. Councilwoman says that if you've got more than 10 complaints, that should be alarming, and we should be looking into the records of those officers.
I agree, and that's where my mind was going. Like, where is the limit? Where, what is the threshold of giving out warnings or what?
I think that's part of the problem as a citizen. We really don't know what the process is about. We're just now recently starting to uncover. A lot of folks didn't even know that the mayor doesn't have control over the police department autonomously.
I was one of them.
And so now we're finding out, like, what is the process if you have complaints lodged against you by citizens? What is the recourse if you've had these many interactions with folks?
We got the right to know that.
That's the one thing about this time that I'm appreciating. So much information is coming out right now, and we're able to educate ourselves on this system that so many people dislike or have a problem with or may think is skewed one way or the other. It's up to us to educate ourselves so that we know what's best for this city. This is probably one of the best places I've ever lived, and we've got to protect that by making sure that we're aware of where the dots go and where the crosses go and where the, you know, periods need to go in the sentence.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the lower 90s. Sunny skies and humid. Right now, you are sunny. 77 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Earlier this week, we talked about Miss Robbie from Welcome to Sweetie Pies, a show that was on the OWN Network. And, of course, she is the owner of the Sweetie Pies restaurant in the loo. Well, she done tagged her son Tim in on this drag session against his ex and baby mama Janae.
Wowzers.
So he went to his Instagram account and said, quote, "You know, I would never say anything disrespectful about my son's mother out of respect for my son, because I don't want him to grow up and see that. But you're putting me in a position where I have to defend myself. You want to paint me out to be a deadbeat dad. Why don't you tell people the last time I picked my son up, I had him about an hour and a half and you started blowing me up to bring him back because he had to do his homework and take a bath. And as I get to the house, I take him out his car seat. He runs to you and the police come out of the backyard. You had the police waiting on me in the backyard when I was coming to drop my baby off. You set me up."
Whoa.
He went on to say, "I will never come to that house again, ever. And as far as child support, as far as me being a deadbeat, why don't you give me my change? Why don't you sell that 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom house with the waterfall in the back, the swimming pool, and the big jacuzzi? Why don't you sell that and give me my change?
Ooh.
Why don't you sell that Beamer that I got you after you didn't want to drive the Porsche no more and go back and get that Chrysler Sebring you was driving when I got you?
$5, Buster.
So he went full Oran OJ Juice Jones at the end of I Saw You Walking in the Rain, huh?
He said, what was that? He said, I put you in gaiters. You was walking around in pigskin before me. That was from Life.
They need to keep that off the socials, though,
I'm trying to tell you. This is rough and tumble right here.
I know. You know, you got an image to protect, and she's painting you out to look a certain way. But, dog, you got to handle that off, though.
There was a trend on socials yesterday called hashtag Cardi B is over party. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So, apparently, somebody created a fake Instagram account, and they went on it and said a bunch of negative things about female rappers and singers in the industry under the guise of it being Cardi B. So she went out and said, look, you know, this is a fake. Oh, you do?
So now I'm seeing that these people, I guess they're editing or they claiming that I have a fake Instagram. Like, I don't know. These people must think that I'm a 15-year-old girl, and they claim that Lil' Kim follows the page, that my hairstylist and my makeup artist and my sister follows the page, and they never did. They even made fake Photoshop comments of my hairstylist, which we proved that it was fake. And I'm gonna have to check my DM, like the last time that I ever even spoke to Lil' Kim. Like, I don't personally know her like that well. And then they were claiming that I was talking about, you know, this girl that clearly, you know, everybody knows our issues. Ariana Grande, I don't even have a problem with her. Why would I even talk about her? I never had a problem with her, so why would I even talk about her? Doja Cat, Meg, and it's like, I have spoken to Doja Cat before, and my hairstylist do her hair.
Isn't the hairstylist she referring to my man's from here?
No, that's Lil' Kim's hairstylist.
Oh, okay.
Is J.P. Rand.
Yes, that's
from right here in the town.
Yeah, shout out to him one time.
NBA's Vince Carter announced his retirement after 22 years.
And you know, doing 22 years of anything to me and doing it well is a major accomplishment. This man was in the NBA for 22 years.
He played in the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and the, well, it would have been the 2020s, right?
Yeah, no, that's four different decades.
Did he play in 2020?
Yeah, yeah.
Before the NBA closed.
Before all that happened. Yeah, so yeah, that's four decades. Yeah, shout out to Vince Carter, man.
When I used to, I went to his birthday party one year.
Because of Toronto.
Yeah, it was really nice. I got pictures with him. He's very tall and he was very nice. He was on the phone with somebody while I was sitting there.
It wasn't like no wild, like, strippers or nothing at this point?
No. Mm-hmm. It was a nice party. We had a good time. He had put out a mixtape and everything. I got it at the Cribo.
Was you hosting? Was you on the mic?
No. Like, he don't know me there. Like that. I was just at his birthday party, but...
Well, he know you not to go to the party.
I mean, I worked at the radio up there, so it ain't like he know me enough to be like, yeah, I want Shay Moore there. No.
I just want you to
but
be
But we got close enough
quick.
To be... No, I can't be boozy. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We was kicking it. No, it wasn't like that. And then I saw him again at the Erykah Badu concert.
Did he remember you? Did he have a kufi on?
No, he didn't have no kufi on. What are you talking about?
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Derek.
All right, Derek, let's see what you got.
Can you hear? She's calling me between your legs, loud and clear. I wanna talk back to her, make love to her. I wanna hear you scream my name.
Love in a barrel, the wild body soaking wet, and on the patio, the floor, that is keeping man on the kitchen floor. We softly through my hair, we can do it anywhere.
Hey.
I can love you in the shower, so my body's dripping wet, and on the patio, the floor. Okay, remember the rest
of it. Big man, and I ain't you
it's
all again.
Good. He did it baritone style.
Hey, it's my birthday today, too, man.
Yeah, happy birthday!
You
enter that contest to get $1,000 worth of stimulus gift cards. Tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Hey. Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jams.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.